Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa's economy has unexpectedly contracted by 0.3% in the third quarter, largely, I read, due to the sharp slump in farm output driven by a midsummer drought. Now, the contraction not only taking some economists by surprise, but also casting a shadow, I think, over efforts to revitalize the country's growth trajectory. But maybe I'm overreacting slightly. Well, let's unpack what all of this means, and maybe more importantly, how it's going to impact you and I, ordinary South Africans, and then where do we go to from here? The chief economist at Econometrics and also founder, Dr. Azar Jamin. Good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So the agricultural sector experiencing a severe contraction. Azar, were there warning signs that were missed, or were you also taken by surprise?
I suppose I was taken by surprise by the extent of the order of magnitude of the decline. You know, when you're talking about agricultural output contracting by 29%, that's almost a third. I knew that there had been drought conditions, but usually in winter, you know that these drought conditions prevail. It's possible also that there was unduly wet weather in the Western Cape over the winter period that may have also contributed to this. But I do remember, certainly in the Highveld, August was abnormally hot and dry, even for August. I think that did take me by surprise. But I want to point out that even if you take agriculture out of the picture, the economy would barely have expanded, whereas we were hoping for some growth of 0.4-0.5%. So even without agriculture, it was disappointing.
Azar, it's also a portent perhaps of things to come that we've now got to start really factoring in the vagaries and the impact of climate change on economies.
Without a doubt, that is very true. And the unfortunate thing is that it appears to be intensifying again here now in the Highveld in the midsummer period, when we should be getting a lot of rain, and we're seeing these temperatures of mid-30s with no rain whatsoever. Yes, this is a manifestation of climate change.
A 0.3% contraction then, what does it mean for our already struggling economy?
What it means is that we are unlikely to reach even the 1% growth rate that most people had been looking for 2024. The figure's going to be less than that. It's going to be point something. But I suppose we should be focusing on the outlook rather than what's happened. And I suppose the best thing that we can say about third quarter is that maybe there was just not enough time to see the manifestation of a lot of the positive green shoots that seemed to be prevailing and were manifesting themselves in the business and consumer confidence data for Q3, that maybe it was too soon to actually see those coming through, and that hopefully they may come through in 2025. That's about the best that I can actually say for the numbers.
So, Azar, what I'm hearing you say is then we need to take this seriously, but the figures are not necessarily going to affect ongoing confidence in the government of national unity and the economic policies that are being expounded upon.
For in the short term, they may not continue. They may not have enough of an impact in dampening. They may not be sufficient to dampen confidence. But if we have another few quarters of such disappointments, then I will get worried that that will be a reflection of not seeing enough of the benefits of a GNU coming through, and that could feed through into a resumption of political tensions and possibly even political and social unrest in due course. All I'm suggesting is that let's not get that quite now on the basis of just this one quarter's figures. There's just not been enough time to be convinced that we are not. And the one area where we have to get things right, which is coming through in these figures, is in logistics, the bottlenecks. Transport equipment was another of the was the other sector that was extremely disappointing and saw a big contraction. And I think that is also a function of the logistical bottlenecks that we are seeing in rail and ports. And I don't think we've really turned that around yet.
And none of that, of course, Azar, is aided by S&P Global today putting Transnet on a credit watch, which I think means that we are now at a greater risk. Well, Transnet is at a greater risk of a credit downgrade.
That is correct, very much so. And I think all hope rests in the business community, in the private sector coming in to take over the running of a lot of our logistical infrastructure to a greater extent and rescuing the situation. But on the other side, but this is where we encounter the political ideological bottlenecks in this country, because any attempts made by the private sector to get involved in doing so are being resisted by the Communist Party and the trade union movements in the country.
Azar, looking at response to today's GDP number, Rand and bond yields showing limited reaction, I think it's fair to say. But am I also correct in saying there has been a slight adjustment in interest rate expectations? So what does this indicate then broadly about market sentiment as far as this announcement is concerned?
We have seen a marginal dip in the rand, but the fact that it wasn't greater is an indication of exactly what I said, that people are saying, wait, it's a little too early to get too pessimistic. But it's also, I suppose, from an interest rate perspective, we have a decision coming again in January. I think what this weak figure does indicate is an increased likelihood, especially given the fall in inflation that we've had, that the downturn in interest rates that we've seen, the two cuts will be followed by another one in January and possibly further ones in March and May. So from that point of view, there's relatively good news, and I suppose people are still looking forward to that to provide them with some encouragement that, you know, all may not be doom and gloom.
Dr. Azar Jameen, thank you very much indeed. Chief Economist at Econometrics.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.